Yes, it was unconventional for him to be in during the birthing, but he had to be there. The fear was in his head. The social customs were, too. He would go into that room, filled with women, and be part of the birth of his child. There was a first for everything. Okay, Spaulding said, freeing his hands from his coat pockets. Good, Rowan said with a warm smile. The three entered the manor, with Lilith taking the lead. Spaulding followed. The stairs creaked with each step they took as they reached the second floor. Penny's groans could be heard more clearly. There is nothing easy about being in labor. Spaulding knew enough women to grasp that they went through hell. Lilith gently pushed open the door, leading into the bedroom where a young redhead lay on the bed, legs apart, sweating and panting drastically. Beside her were the other two midwives, Rachel and Elise. Nox's sister, Vivian, was on the other side of the bed. Candles were on each side of the bedside dresser. The curtains were closed. You're doing wonderful, Rowan said while hurrying over to Penny's bedside. She took her hand with the other two midwives, who had their eyes closed, whispering rambles that Spaulding could not hear. Lilith went to the end of the bed frame and kneeled down, ready for the child. Spaulding stayed near Vivian and Lilith, stopping a few paces to the side, watching and waiting for the child. He put his hands in his pockets again, feeling his palms moisten from anticipation. This was happening right in front of them. His wife was giving birth to their son, presumably. Not many men experience these delicate moments. Spaulding had never been one for the normal. This fit his character well. Penny let out a yelp of pain and gripped Rowan's hand tightly. Her arm shook as the other two midwives held onto her forearm and continued to ramble. Vivian held onto Penny's opposite hand, stroking it gently as Penny squeezed with all her might. That's it, Lilith said while extending her hand. The power is within you. An odd sound came from the window, like the beat of heavy wings as a sudden gust of wind blew through the room, causing the candles to flicker. The door slammed shut with a bang at the rapid change in pressure. An owl's hoot pierced the silence. Spaulding's eyes locked on the window. He thought it was closed, and a glance confirmed it. The curtains moved only slightly. The sound stopped, but the candles flickered some more as the eerie breeze continued. The sudden draft caught Rowan's attention. She stopped mumbling and looked over at Spaulding, meeting his eyes for a moment with a slight frown, then returned to the chant with her sisters. There's always something, Spaulding thought. Maybe the window was open just a crack, or perhaps the draft came from downstairs. Perhaps it was something else entirely. Nothing shocked Spaulding these days. He put the strange draft out of his mind. He only felt concern, uncertain if he could live up to his new responsibilities. You're doing wonderful, Lilith said. Penny's groan changed into a yell just as the squeaky cries of a baby joined in. Lilith moved forward while taking something in her hands. Spaulding couldn't see it, but he knew it was the baby. That was his child. Vivian, Lilith said. Right? Vivian said, grabbing a steel knife from the dresser. Lilith raised the baby's umbilical cord. The gentle cries grew louder as the baby became aware it was leaving the womb. We're not done, said Rachel, as she brushed her own red hair aside, leaning forward and extending her hands toward Penny's birth canal. Elise joined her and inhaled sharply. You've been blessed, Penny, said Elise with a wide smile. Spaulding's heart pounded in his ribcage. A second baby? Twins? He had been through many near-death experiences. Jolts of adrenaline pumped through his body. Spaulding had felt fire ignite him. Yet, none of those memories matched what he was experiencing right now.